second session today, rather than starting right in with a meditation, I want to set the context for a practice, a kind of a reflection we'll do in the meditation. Earlier today, we were exploring supports for what will help us to be mindful in our daily lives. And I find in the midst of a lot of activity, things going very quickly, often there are times when mindfulness isn't very available, partly because things are happening so quickly. And maybe things get charged very quickly and we get pulled into our reactive patterns kind of automatically. We just don't seem to have the space that we have in a sitting practice or in a still practice to really kind of explore what's going on there. And so a good support for learning about what's happening in those times when things are happening very quickly in the midst of our day is to, at times and from time to time, use what I'll call a reflective practice, which is essentially reflective practices have the kind of commonality that you're bringing consciously thoughts into the meditation and then allowing the meditation to kind of revolve around those thoughts. And so we could say metta practice is a reflective practice. We consciously bring in thoughts of loving kindness towards ourselves and others and explore the experience in the present moment connected with those thoughts. So in terms of daily life practice, what seems to be useful at times is to clear aside some space or time to allow yourself to remember a particular situation that might have been challenging, but in a meditative space. So I'll guide a practice with this where I kind of ask you to call up a situation in your daily life, so calling up some content. And because of, as we've spoken about, as we've explored and I've spoken about, thoughts are very powerful. And so if we call up a situation in our mind, it will probably create some of the same kinds of experiences, some of the same kinds of emotions, thoughts, habitual patterns that arise in connection with it. Probably some of those will come up when we just recall the situation. And yet we're going into it knowing that we're going to be exploring it. And so there may be a little bit more space to have the capacity to hold all of those emotions, all of that stuff with some mindfulness. So essentially what this does, I've used this a lot in my own practice. What it does is it gives us a little taste. It's a little removed. It's usually not quite as charged as the situation happening in real time. And we have set aside some time to actually reflect on it. So there's a little more capacity we have to meet those emotions, to meet the experience, maybe learn something new, see something new that we couldn't see in the experience as it was unfolding really quickly. And so this gives us a way to learn something, learn using mindfulness, because the practice here isn't to think about the situation. The practice will be to kind of call up the situation and then feel what's here. We just call up the situation and then let ourselves touch into the feelings right here and now, not remembering what we were feeling, but the feelings that are happening now. And this gives us a little bit more familiarity with some of the kinds of feelings that may catch us and carry us away. So we get a little bit of practice with being with some of the challenging things connected with with the content of our lives, connected with all of the context of everything that's happening, we get a chance to explore being present with the content and what's happening inside of us at the same time. So this is really playing that with that edge of knowing content and knowing the emotions, the feelings, what's happening there. More recently, in exploring this practice, I've seen and felt a value in particular touching into that broader vague feeling that can be present around challenging situations, the more diffuse or nebulous or fuzzy kind of experiences that often come with our difficulty, our challenging experiences. And I've really found the value in touching into that and exploring that side of it a little bit. And I'd say often in exploration, where, you know, we're more connected to the content and that side of the broad, more diffuse experience, when we're connected to the content, maybe a little bit less likely to come up. And so dropping in a few questions to encourage or incline us to open to that broader sense of the whole feeling of the whole mess of what's happening. Kind of just that, and then seeing what we can explore there. So we'll begin this guided reflection with just settling, as we usually do, kind of settling the mind in a very similar way that we've been doing. And then at some point, I'll invite you to choose some experience. I'll give you time in the meditation to kind of settle on a scenario or something that happened in the last week or so that you'd be curious to explore in this way. And then we'll explore it for a little while. And this kind of reflective practice, in my own experience, I find somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes is usually a good amount of time. It's not like we hang in there for a really long time. Just get a little bit of touching into it, feeling into the experience, maybe learning a little bit, and then letting it go. So it's really hopefully a fairly gentle kind of exploration. And then at the end of the sitting, I would like to hear a little bit from you. And so you're not kind of thinking about, like, what could I say or what can I not say during the experience. I'll give you some time also to, at the end, kind of go through and explore what might be something you would feel comfortable sharing, potentially. And certainly there wouldn't be time for everybody to share, but I would like to hear a little from at least a few of you. And it will all be optional, of course. There's no coercion here. So let's settle into our experience, being present. And I think with this practice also, relaxation will be really helpful. So let's begin with relaxation again. Opening to and allowing a relaxation of body. Maybe we'll take a few minutes to actually do the scan again. Just check in to your head and face and seeing if there could be a softening of those muscles, relaxation of the head and face. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. The arms, the hands, just allowing tension to release if that's possible and available. inviting relaxation, not trying to make it happen. Maybe the chest, the upper back can relax, all those muscles around the rib cage. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen, the middle and lower back. The hips. Maybe even inside the hip sockets can soften and relax. Maybe the legs, the feet can relax. Maybe more deeply inside the body, maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Maybe the mind can relax. With whatever relaxation is available, opening to recognizing awareness. Are you aware? And what is obvious? Allowing those questions to connect you with the feeling of being here. Not so concerned about naming what's here, but just being with, aware of experience. Receiving experience as it is showing up. Perhaps experience shifting and changing. Receiving body sensation for a little while and then sound. Maybe more body sensation and then a mood or a thought. Maybe a specific experience, pressure, a pulsing, or a broad diffuse experience, allowing what is happening to just be received. Relax. Are you aware of experience? Now I'd like to invite you to call to mind a time during the past week or so when there was some kind of struggle. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing, but if there's something really present and obvious, that's fine. You may just let yourself think back on your week, and maybe there's a few times. Let yourself settle with one. I'll give you a minute or two to really just settle with a particular experience. And as you're reflecting on the scenarios, you might also be aware of how it affects you to think these thoughts. To reflect on these scenarios, just in a light way. This is kind of taking a view back on your week, not going into anything in detail just at this point, just kind of acknowledging, yep, that happened, and that happened, and that happened. It's taking inventory. With this reflection held in this container, in this field of awareness, maybe even connecting to the allowing or friendly, loving quality of that awareness. So letting yourself settle with one experience, let the others aside for now. And let yourself connect to that particular situation by calling it up in your mind. Let yourself call up the situation. Imagine the situation. Remember who you were with, what you were doing, what was happening, what the context of the experience was. Anything you might have been feeling or saying or thinking. Let yourself remember the experience in this field of awareness. And so as this scenario is created in your mind, let yourself at the same time feel what's happening. What are the emotions that are arising right now? What are the feelings in the body that are arising right now? Maybe a little going back and forth between the thinking about the experience and feeling might be supportive. Sometimes we can do both together. What's happening now in the present moment connected to that situation? This is a present moment exploration here. What are the feelings that are bubbling up? We're not looking for anything. We're just seeing what's bubbling up as that thought comes to mind, as those images or scenario comes to mind. And perhaps if it hasn't already arisen, maybe check in the kind of the question of, is there a broad kind of feeling about this whole situation? The whole picture. What's the feeling, the broader sense of feeling connected to the whole situation? That broader feeling may not be very articulate or very clear. I just invite that vague, diffuse, northern lights kind of feeling. Give it the space to show up if it's available. May not be. If it is, maybe there's a whole kind of big, messy feeling connected to this experience. Can you let yourself be with that vague, diffuse kind of quality? And remembering that it's okay to have it be vague and diffuse. Mindfulness can hold it whether it's specific or not. This friendly attention can be with it. Now another question to allow to drop in, not to try to find the answers to, but again, see what bubbles up. Are there any words that might describe this feeling? And it might be, you know, just a combination of words like jumpy and confused, or heavy. And sticky. Again, not trying to find the words. Let the words kind of bubble out of the feeling. And be present with those words. Again, be aware. Sometimes if a word kind of really resonates with the sense, there can be a little aha feeling. Oh yeah, that's what it is. But just let the words bubble if they do, and be with the feeling. Keep kind of checking in to the broad feeling. If there are words that arise, whether it kind of feels like they connect. They may be emotion words or feeling words. Weary or confused or heavy or sticky. So it could be different kinds of words that would bubble up. There's a particular word that resonated with that feeling. You're welcome to use that word as we go forward to kind of help you connect again with the feeling. If you don't have a word, that's okay. Just this feeling. You can just kind of use that word, this vague feeling. And so connecting back to the content in the situation. What is it about this situation that relates to this feeling, this vague feeling, this experience of a broad kind of felt sense of the whole of the experience? And how does this felt sense connect to the situation? What is it about the situation that brings or is this feeling? Letting yourself hold the question without trying to figure it out. Just sit with the question. See what bubbles up. We don't need to come to a resolution here. This is an investigation, a curiosity, an exploration that may shed some light on a situation and help us to see some of the deeper feelings in play in our lives. So wherever you are in this exploration, gently give yourself permission to set it aside. It's okay, we can come back to it later, or if there's something that feels unfinished. Just what's happened here already is enough. And let go of reflecting on the situation directly. Let yourself feel into how you are in this moment. What's the resonance of having, what's the feeling now having done that exploration? How are you now? And we'll take another minute or so for you to think back over what happened for you during this reflection. Are there some aspects of what you noticed, what you explored, that you might feel comfortable offering to the group? Some aspects of it that you might feel like not so comfortable? Just let yourself honestly acknowledge what might feel okay and what might not feel okay. And if none of it feels like it's ready to be expressed in a group like this, that's fine too. Again, coming back to just how you are in this moment. So one support for feeling a little more comfortable sharing is often the pieces that are more personal, like the explicit situation, what happened, who we were talking to, and the details of the situation are often a place where there's a lot of tenderness in a way. And so in describing, if you feel comfortable or are open to sharing some aspect of your experience, I would encourage you to be just enough, just give us enough information about the situation, and then describe your process, what you noticed. Describing the process tends to get more into the universal aspect of the experience and less into the deeply personal. So that's just a suggestion for the shares.